Welcome back, fellow social workers and listeners, to another episode of the 5 Minute Social Worker, a podcast that dares to navigate the precarious waters of social work, armed with a canoe that leaks and a paddle crafted from best intentions. I'm your host, Matt, here to escort you through our daily endeavours, which often feel like trying to solve a Rubik's Cube, one that's been superglued together. The story I want to talk to you about today is part cautionary, like that time when you tried to make a smoothie and forgot to put the lid on the blender. Part battle cry, like the enthusiasm of a vegan discovering options at a barbecue. And relatable, in the way that realising everyone's been muting you on that group chat. The story begins in the morning, promises nothing out of the ordinary. Sun's shining, with a lot of optimism, a bit like a newly qualified social worker. And our hero of the story is someone I remember many years ago, when I first realised how social workers committed totally to their roles. I'll call her Amy. Obviously, her name's been changed. Amy always had her day planned with military precision. Little did she know on this day, she was about to start taking on so much work, it would make a long journey seem like just going down the local shop. Act 1, the calm before the storm. Amy's morning was total efficiency as always. Her emails answered, reports filed, coffee consumed with the enthusiasm of a social worker on a mission. She even had time to water her desk plant. I remember that tough little fern, it survived against all the odds, a bit like Amy's sense of humour. But, as any seasoned social worker knows, the tranquility is but the eye of the storm. Fast forward through a meeting that could have been an email, and Amy's stomach keeps growling. Lunchtime's come and gone, unnoticed. She considers eating her pen cap. It's fibre, right? But opts for a granola bar, found at the bottom of her bag. Slightly crushed, much like her spirit at this point. No sooner had she leaned back and admired her day's productivity, phone starts ringing. It was a call from the local school, a situation as always needing her immediate attention. So she springs into action, lunch break totally forgotten, as she dashes out the door, a cape of duty billowing behind her, metaphorically speaking, of course. Act 2, the plot thickens. At the school, Amy discovered her position stretched beyond traditional social work, incorporating elements of mediation, investigation, and the occasional attempt to inject humour into challenging situations, I'm sure. I visualise Amy smoothly leading discussions to keep peace like a top-notch diplomat, while keeping track of all the work piling up she still needs to do in the office. It was multitasking on steroids. If multitasking paid, Amy would be a millionaire. With the school crisis deftly managed, she returns to the office, her stomach grumbling protests that were promptly ignored. The afternoon brought an unexpected visit from a client, a report that refused to write itself, and an email chain that had taken on a life of its own. I think we all know about those, don't we? Amy felt like she was a chef in the kitchen of social work. As soon as she got one problem to simmer down, two would start boiling over. Act 3, I call this one the Twilight Zone. We've all been there. Evening creeps in with the stealth of an unannounced home visit. The office is quiet, day's chaos reduced to a whisper. Yet, Amy, our intrepid social worker, is still there, tapping away at her keyboard, a lone warrior battling against the ever-encroaching deadlines. The report, a massive bit of paperwork and notes, slowly taking shape, much like Amy's realisation that perhaps, just perhaps, she may have bitten off more than she could chew. It's in this moment of quiet desperation, clock ticking, a taunting lullaby. I reckon Amy had this epiphany. Overcommitment wasn't a sign of dedication. It was the quickest route of becoming a martyr to the cause. The true art wasn't in juggling an impossible number of tasks. It was knowing which balls to keep in the air and which to set down gently. And so, as Amy finally closes her laptop, last email sent, final report submitted, she told me she made a vow to embrace the art of saying no. Or at the very least, not right now. Because in the grand tapestry of social work, self-preservation isn't just a strategy, it's a total necessity. So, fellow listeners, travellers on this journey of social work, take heart from this tale. Let's navigate our days with wisdom, knowing when to forge ahead and when to anchor for the night. May our multitasking be merry, our commitments manageable, and our lunch breaks forever taken. Take care till next week. We'll